Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Croppens. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're like, hey, wait a minute, I didn't hear part one. Guys, it's because we put out a lot of recaps. Go back and listen to part one, okay? It's before this one. Bye. Enjoy the show.
So they go on a little tour. They see, I guess it looked like these kilts were being hand-sewn, which is crazy. But they go to the factory to see lovely, lovely ladies sewing. And it's really cool. And then they decide to go to a place called The Alchemist for dinner. And so they go in. It's one of these places where there's a bartender, like hipster bartender, lighting things on fire. And it's a lot of oohs and ahs. It's very exciting. Very hipster mixology.
Hipsters love smoke coming off of things. Like drinks. They're like, wow, look, smoke's coming off of this drink. Sniffing. Mm-hmm. No, you guys don't let me smoke cigarettes anymore. And now you want me to like inhale your drink? No, fucking put a Marlboro Light in there. Dicks. The smoke. It's everywhere. Oh, now, like on the in the city, we watched that one together, right? When they had the wedding dinner. Yeah, we did. They had the wedding dinner, or we recapped it together, rather. They had the wedding dinner, and it was one of these senses place. And he's like, I'm here to stimulate more than just your mouth. No, that's okay. This is a fucking restaurant. Stimulate my mouth. Like, what are you going to rub my kneecaps? And then they start like a pine cone on fire. And they're like, snip the pine cone. Get the fuck out of here. Get me some fries.
I liked it. I want to go to that restaurant. Next time I'm in New York, I want to go to Dilly Dally. It looked good.
I'll go with you and not complain. Just kidding.
You can come with and complain, just not to their faces.
Yeah, yeah.
Just privately. No. Privately, you can complain.
Yeah. Like Kathy Griffin always said, I would never say that. I would say it behind your back. I was raised right. So,
like Kathy Bates would say, I object, because she's on Matlock.
Or like Kathy Bates would also say, I'm older and I've got more insurance.
Or as Kathy Baker would say, Ronnie Karam has a beef with me and I still don't know why.
Okay, so now they're talking about, what are they talking about now? We're still in a kilt store. Oh,
yeah.
Are we at dinner yet? Oh, no, now we're at dinner. We just talked about the pine cones. Okay, so now they're at dinner, and Portia is being nice to Kelly, and Kelly is like, oh, wow, I could get used to this. You know, I like when Portia likes girls. She's nicer. She's nicer as a lesbian. So,
yeah,
whatever Peach is peaching Portia, keep pegging the peach. That's what she needs.
Pegging the peach. And then Angela asks a question that very few people in America have ever thought about. But she says, Drew, how's your music going? And she goes, oh, my music is amazing. I have a new song coming out with Ray J. And everyone's like, Ray J? She goes, it's very sexy. You know, making moves. K. Michelle's like, well, it might be a great record. I mean, it really is. For real, it might be a great record. Because you know why? Because Delusion on Delusion makes hits.
So they're like, oh, I'll be your backup singer, Drew. Just give me a call. So then Drew, in her starting ship voice, is like, well, you know, Portia, we are looking because I met with Dennis and we're talking about putting this tour together. And, you know, he was upset. You know, he wasn't very happy that we didn't have a chance to talk. But, you know, we're talking about personal stuff and catching up. And he was definitely like pouring his heart out a little bit about y'all's relationship. Portia's just like, seriously, I just made up with you 3 weeks ago. I just asked you to come back to the Go Naked Hair, and now you're going to bring up Dennis, who we fought about all season last season because I didn't want you bringing my ex as your storyline onto TV, and now you're going to bring him up on TV and then bring up shit that he said to you behind my back on TV. They're trying Portia today.
Yeah, there's a little bit of an element of like pretending to be, I guess we call it concern trolling, but really what Drew is doing is flaunting her access to Dennis in this moment, right?
And also, I think they're trying to get a reaction out of Portia. Like, oh, I talked to Dennis and he was talking about your relationship. Oh, hell no. You're lucky that Portia is just in her cruise control where she's like, I'm just going to be fun, nice Portia all season and no one is going to ruffle me. Because, man, they just keep coming up to bat. So Drew starts that, and she's like, so I'm asking, do you miss her? Do you want to be back together? And he says, you don't want him. And Angela's like, is Mike a threat? Does she think Mike's a threat?
Yeah, and she's basically like, she's like, no, well, Mike wasn't a threat, but like then once Sway came into the picture, all of a sudden Dennis started to kind of like feel a certain sort of way.
He didn't mind the man, he minded the woman.
Yeah, of course.
Which is interesting.
And Angela's like, wow. So Portia's like, I honestly don't feel like Dennis should have an opinion on who I'm dating, because I have no idea who he is dating and who he calls like his work. And at this point, like, we both have been very responsible parents, so I feel like he should just like trust like who I want to be with. Yeah, because he has, he should have no say.
I'm sorry, what's that? Yeah,
he should have no say.
Yeah,
yeah.
So she's like, you know, I was very protective of the situation. It's not like I'm going to bring anyone around my child, whoever they are, unless they're good to me. I'm not going to put my child in the middle of anything like that. And Shami is like, well, I have a question. She's like, Dennis talked to Gerald and told Gerald that you mentioned that you weren't comfortable with Pilar coming around us. And that was very disappointing and very hurtful. Because you know I would never do anything to hurt your child. Oh, Jesus. Now it's that Portia is accusing you of wanting to hurt her child. She didn't say that.
Yeah. And so Portia goes, well, if somebody doesn't like me, or if I feel like someone has ill will, like, or we're not close, like, I'm not going to, like, have my daughter go over to their house. Which I think is correct. And by the way, the reason why you don't do that is look at Portia and Shamia. Two girls who were friends and the mothers had a falling out, and look at how it winds up sort of poisoning this friendship. It takes a while, but it's a ticking time bomb and the seeds grow. And like, yes, they had a very close friendship, but the moment the friendship starts to curdle a little bit, all that poison that comes in from both their mothers, because you know their mothers talk shit about each other in front of both those girls, like it all comes out. So like, I think Portia's got the right idea. Like, nope, if we're not getting along, Pilar is not going to be going over to your house.
Yeah, because it's not about like physically hurting the child, but there's different ways, you know. And if somebody doesn't like you, they could be like, so how is your mom? Yeah, it's kind of difficult. I mean, yeah. There's a lot of ways to get in there. I don't really get it. My mom would send me to her enemy's house on purpose, you know. She'd be like, get the enjoy this show tune singing, you know, hypercritical 5-year-old to read you for filth for no reason. Oh, by the way, he started tap class and I forgot his sneakers, so have fun, you know.
Get him, go get him, you tiny gay, make him rue the day they ever met me.
So Portia, yeah, she's like, yeah, I'm just, it's not gonna happen. And Shamia goes, well, respectfully, you're the mother of Pilar and you have to make the best decision. But I guess I just would have hoped that we wouldn't have allowed what our friendship or lack thereof to affect what our kids have. Your kids, they're like 6, 7. I don't know how old Pilar is, 8. Like, sorry, you know, like kids are pretty resilient. And like at that point, friendships are not like very deep. So, like, yeah, it would be a bummer if they couldn't hang out anymore, but, like, I guarantee Pilar's going to get a new friend. Like, we all had friends that moved away, or, like, there were people that I was friends with that, like, my mom clearly did not like the parents, and then suddenly I wasn't going over to their house anymore, and I didn't understand why, but I was like, okay, you play with new kids. I'll play with my toys with someone else. It's not like there were, like, these deep conversations happening with like, kids at, like, 7 or 8. It's kind of like, do you want to come over? Do you want to play a game? Do you want to play with toys? Like, that's it.
Also, Shamia didn't know this until Dennis. You know, Dennis, by the way, this is the second time in this conversation that Dennis is behind the scenes trying to start shit to get on this show.
Yeah, by the way, that's also shitty.
Just did it with Drew. Now he's doing it with Shamia and her husband. But anyway, Shamia didn't know that this was even an issue, that the kid wasn't coming to her house until Dennis said something. So how many times have you been in, or how many times have you even invited Pilar over that they've said no? Probably none, because you're probably not invited. Like, how are you just noticing this now that Pilar is no longer hanging around your child?
This has always been my issue with Dennis. I've always felt like he was passive aggressive and he's crafty and he's always doing different things to get at Portia. This is one of them. I think, like, obviously, like, signing on to be Drew's music producer, it is a thing to get at Porsche, especially because his ministry is hot dogs. And suddenly he's a music producer. So he is doing things. And I'm really glad you brought this up because I didn't even think about that. It's totally true. If ever the question comes up of why don't you bring Pilar around, he can just say, oh, she's busy. She's with her mom. Or like you can come up with any excuse. But the fact that you're throwing Porsche under the bus to the person, to the family that Porsche is having issues with, that's crafty. I think like your loyalty should be to Porsche. Like don't go to Porsche's house and give us a whole sit there and try to make us feel bad for you. Give back this ring. Like, I guess I hoped that someday it would actually really happen while you're also going over there and you're not having her back. Like you want this person to someday come back to you, but you're not going to have her back with her enemy. That's just not going to work out that way.
Yeah, I mean, it's the hot dog king. He came on here clearly to be on TV, you know, yeah. And then got his own, you know, got a spinoff with Porsche and all of that. So he's still riding the wave.
Yeah, he is.
And they all fall for it. So Shamia tells us, oh, do you really think I would hurt your child? Oh, God, that just cut me even deeper. Oh, please. She never said you were going to hurt the child. This is what Shamia does. She twists things to make it like, oh, now you're accusing me of, you know, hurting your child. No one ever said that. Why are you making?
She's saying, yeah, it's not. It's just Porsche does not want to bring her child around someone who she's just not vibing with. Because also there's like that moment of having to pick up the child. Like it just, you don't know what awkwardness could happen there between the parents. I think Porsche's making the right decision. And Porsche is like saying, yeah, well, now she's poking at me. And like she's poking at me by using the thing that's most important to me, which is my daughter.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Before we go on, this is the first of Shamia doing two reality things you do not do. Bring up the kid. Bring up the family. Bring up the husband. Bring up the mom. So I guess she brought up Dennis. She brought up Pilar. And then she's going to go for a mom later. She's like hitting all of, and she didn't really say anything bad about Dennis, but you know what I mean? She's doing the things that when you do on a reality show and they're like, oh my God, you brought my child into this, you know, like Angela, like you said something to my child. That's a no-no. And Shamia goes for three of them in one scene.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So Portia's basically like, the only time I would be down to like have the kids still hang out with like at the household of an adult who I'm not speaking with would be like have to be like my sister, right? And then so Shamia's like, yeah, but then again, you also mentioned at your house that no one should speak on our friendship because we were like sisters. It's like, Shamia, you're like sisters. You are not sisters. Like, so like stop trying to play the sister card here because it's like that ship has sailed.
But that's also she's also referring to a moment where Porsche was kind of sticking up for her when they were trying to start an argument at Porsche's party at the beginning of the season and be like, oh gosh, Shamia's walking in here late. So do you guys still have an issue? Because it seems like there might still be an issue. And Porsche's like, no, I'm not going to speak on this with you guys. This is mine and Shamia's business. I mean, to me, that's kind of sticking up for somebody and being like, no, I'm not going to sit here and fight with them on TV because I care about this person. And then you've still gone and, you know, had animosity towards Porsche for the rest of the season. So it's like you're bringing it up now like it's this horrible thing. Like you said at your house that, you know, well, she's not saying it's a horrible thing, but she's saying like at your house, you said we were sisters and now you can't leave your kid at my house, even though I'm like your sister. Which is it? Shamia, you're just struggling too hard to have an argument with somebody who doesn't care anymore. You know,
well, and also again, she is also seeking the approval of Porsche because she's basically saying like, I thought we were sisters. Aren't we sisters? Can't we be sisters? And like, why don't you bring your girl around my place? Like, why, you know? And so Porsche is like, yeah, well, I said that we were sisters. I thought we were. But like, you know, then things came to my knowledge last year that changed for me. And we see like a flashback of Angela basically saying, what was it? What was the crux of that pivotal conversation over tennis about like, oh, Shamia's saying that she doesn't like.
Well, that's when Porsche found out that Shamia had been kind of coming for her behind her back all season and saying that, you know, she's always been there for Porsche, but Porsche didn't even want her on this show and all of this stuff.
Right.
And that's over tennis is when Angela told her.
Yeah, exactly.
She's so after that clip, Shami is like, yeah, and you told a lot of lies last year, you know, and you let them land, even down to the fact of you saying to Andy, didn't I want her always to be part of the friend group, Andy? And then we see the reunion clip where she says that to Andy, and Andy's like, yes, you've always said Shamia should be a peach holder.
Right. And then Shamia's like, you know, you and I both know that we sat down and had a cold conversation about me being part of this friend group. And you said, Shamia, you sing, you dance, you act, you got the hawks, all this stuff. And you said, this was your thing. And this is your friend group. And I'll bring you on as a friend on the show. But I think it might mess up our friendship if you actually come on as a full-time housewife. That's what you said. I believe that conversation happened. And I could see it going both ways. I can see Portia being like, this is my thing. Like, you don't get to be like, this is my thing. You don't get to be part of it. But I can also see Portia saying like, hey, you have so much talent. Like, you can do other things. You don't have to do this. Like, if anything, it puts our friendship in jeopardy. So I don't recommend you come on the show. So I can see it going both ways for sure. I just can't figure out which way was the intention. Well,
we know that Shamia twists. So I have a feeling Shamia, and also, okay, I'm still kind of.
But I also can kind of believe Portia would kind of want to say, this is my thing. Don't come. You're not allowed to be a part of it.
We see how Shamia twists things. And I think I could see Portia saying Shamia, because Portia had already brought Shamia on the show. She had already like given Shamia this opportunity. She had already done all of this in my mind for Shamia. So I don't see her being like, no, you can't come on the show. This is my thing. I don't see that. I'm not saying Shamia is really a liar, but I could see, like you were saying, I think that Portia was probably like, but Shamia, the problem is if you come onto this show, they're going to pit us against each other. You see what they do. I've been on this show forever. They're going to pit us against each other. We're going to end up hating each other. This could be a thing in our friendship, you know? So just know that. And look what happened. It did happen. Yep. And it wasn't Portia who did it. It was you. It was you who came on and was like, Portia never wanted me. No, 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 no. And been doing it now for 2 years. So she was correct. So you're sitting here crying, but that's exactly what you did the second you had the chance. You came on the show and then you tried to start shit with Portia for camera time. And she told you back then it was going to happen. And now it's happening. And what's she supposed to apologize to you?
What the hell? I think that Shamia's had long running issues about feeling like she's had to always be second fiddle to Portia, and I think that has been something that she has struggled with. And so when Portia says this, actually as an act of like protection of the friendship, Shamia takes it in the worst possible way, because to her, she sees it as another piece of evidence that Portia is always gonna be top dog and Shamia is gonna be lap dog. And so Portia may have had really good intentions and be like, no, this, like, I will support you coming on the show, but this could really jeopardize our friendship. And Shamia sees it as like, oh, this is her way of saying, you're not allowed to, this is my thing. You're not allowed to be part of it, because Shamia is reading those intentions into it because she already has so much baggage. So I think it's a pretty complicated thing. And I think that Shamia just has to work on her issues regarding like Portia and just like being her own person, because ultimately I can see the frustration of feeling like you're in like a one-sided relationship with someone, but eventually like you have to be in control of like your own reactions and what you do. And so like the only way you can truly have some sort of parity is not by like demanding it of the other person. You just sort of have to just be your own independent person, and then you can reestablish your friendship that way.
Yeah. So Portia calls her a liar, and she's like, why would I lie? Why would I lie about it? It's what you said. And she's like, well, I don't have a reason to lie. And she goes, but you do, Portia. And she's like, well, I'm trying to figure out why you're doing this. And you're here with these girls and you're just doing the same thing. Like, what the hell? And she's like, no, I'm not. You know what? I'm going to speak up though. Because we talked about our parents in Savannah, and you said, oh, I don't ever want our friendship to be affected by our parents' friendship. And we agreed to that. But then you went on your public platform and talked about my mom, you know, doing something egregious to your mom. And my mom, you know, you said that my mom bought your mom's daycare, when in fact, your mom did something first to my mom. I was like, oh, no. Okay, you're bringing the moms into it. A, that was a reaction. Yeah, This is making me cry. That was a reaction post to something that was said. You're allowed to make reaction posts to something, the things that were said on the show. And now you're fighting about the mom's daycare. And at first I was like, oh no, this is so low. I cannot believe you were doing this. And then I was like, this is the best thing ever. And I hope they bring the moms. The moms need to be main characters on the show. I need a daycare fight. So she's like, your mom did something first, which is why my mom did buy your mom's daycare. Dun, dun, dun.
Which, as we all know, is the most classic version of retaliation, buying someone else's daycare. So,
hey guys, welcome to the daycare. Your kids are going to be well taken care of here. I really didn't ever want a daycare. I just bought this because I hated the bitch who owned it before. She flirted with Jasmine. Anyway, I don't know. 5 plus 5. What do I know?
So we see that, like, Portia had posted something about, you know, the moms, right? And this is what Shamia is reacting to. And, you know, Portia had written something like, don't take it there. Don't imply shit about Diane Williams. I've been keeping it cute and quiet, and you can do and say what you want and me, but hear me when I say wrong road, talking about, well, your mom, your mom thought my mom was a friend, knowing goddamn well what she did to my mom was highly egregious. Don't keep playing the victim. So it's... Yeah, this is something that Portia had posted, and now Shamia's basically saying, like, well, I wasn't going to take it there, but then you put it out there and made it seem like my mom was the aggressor here. But now it's time for America to hear what caused the great daycare wars of 1995.
But again, this post that they show on screen is a reaction to Shamia saying on TV, like, well, my mom just thought that her mom was a friend. Doing the same victim shit she's doing right now. So then we see a flashback to the reunion where the drama of the moms comes up. And she says, she's telling us now, I was quiet last year because I was trying to protect and salvage what I thought was a genuine friendship. But fuck it. I'm going to go there. If you want to go there, I'll go there. So Shamia's Portia's like, Shamia, I don't care what our parents did because they were friends prior to us. Like, what does that have to do with anything? And she's like, well, you posted about my mom, but you didn't post about what your mom did. You want to talk about that? She's like, I don't know about their relationship. What did my mom do? She's like, oh, really? You knew enough to tell everybody that my mom bought your mom's daycare? She's like, everybody knew that. Yeah, but everybody doesn't know that your mom tried to sleep with my dad.
And the music is like, oh, boom, and everyone goes, ah! And I was like, whoa, I was not expecting that twist. And everyone's just like, everyone's shocked. And, you know, Kay Michelle's really sad. She goes, oh, Shamia. And Cynthia's like, Shamia, I came to dinner with one in the chamber. This just wasn't the one to unload. And Kay Michelle's like, oh, man, she's about to explode. Portia, don't play about her mama.
This was incredibly low and stupid of Shamia to do. I mean, what the hell? So during this, I'm like, well, she went so low, Portia automatically wins, right? Like, Shamia's been pushing. Portia's just, all she has to do is stay quiet and she automatically wins. Oh, hell no. So then Portia goes, you and your mother are low down dirty snakes. And I was like, oh my God, yes.
I was covering my head and cracking up. And then Shamia's like, no, you and your mama are low down dirty snakes, bitch. And she goes, yes, you are. And everyone's like, stop, stop, stop. And Shamia's like, and it comes down from generation to generation. You are a slithering, dirty snake. And I've kept my mouth closed long enough. I mean, and you're the same person who's, you're saying it comes from generation to generation. And then you're like, why doesn't Pilar come over? Like, what? Yeah, exactly. Are you crazy?
Why would you think I would be mean to Pilar after you're like generations of you have been horrible women? So Portia's like, oh, there it is. There's that nasty snake. And she's like, yeah, well, I'm holding my mouth because I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to embarrass her. And Portia's like, oh, who are you going to embarrass, me? She's like, if my mom did something like that, that's on her. What do I know? Anyway, it's not true, you nasty snake. I love that reaction. Like, what do I care if my mom tried to hit on your dad 90 years ago?
So Shamia's like, but every chance you get, you bring my mom up. Why would you do that? She's like, no, I've been sitting on this because I knew it already, and I took that home to my mom. She's like, and what'd your mom say?
Well, she was flabbergasted. Okay, and you know why?
Why?
Because your mom slept with your father's brother.
And I was like, what?
What? So Shamia's like, cut it the fuck out. That is so low. It's like, my mom was dating your father's brother.
And Pinky's like, this sounds like we're in Utah.
My mom was dating your father's brother.
So Diane was dating Shamia's uncle.
Yes. So she's saying that she was dating the uncle and then Shamia's mom slept with him too.
That is what the allegation is.
Yeah. I knew that because I watched it, but I'm just cracking up reading it all over again. Yeah. Pinky's like, this sounds like we're in Utah. So Shamia goes, my uncle, which uncle? And Portia goes, oh, really? Your mother slept with him. You didn't want to know this. She's like, what's his name? Tell me which brother. And Phaedra's like, I wouldn't care if his name was Jesus. If you said my mom slept with one of my uncles, I know that's a lie. The correct response is absolutely not. Not which one?
Shamia goes, do you not know that everybody and their mom has told me about what that you said that? And then Portia's like, I have not, and I have never said nothing about you to no one. They told me your glam said that you said, oh, she was on the show now, and it's anything, everything's off limits, and we're not friends anymore. We are coworkers.
Girl, no, that's bullshit. What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, if you came on the show and started a bunch of shit with her and she's upset and she tells her glam team, well, whatever, then I guess we're just, you know, coworkers. So all the rules are off. I don't blame her. But second of all, what the fuck, glam team? Isn't there like some kind of oath that you have to take where you don't just go tell everybody the things said to you while they're sitting in the chair? That's not fair.
Yeah. But also, it's crazy that Shamia is being such a literalist about this. So, again, to clarify, Shamia is saying that Portia told her glam team that she and Shamia are just coworkers now. They're not friends. And like, there's nothing is off limits. Like, it's like it doesn't matter anymore. And so, like, I can't believe Shamia is like, well, since nothing's off limits, then I can say this thing about the moms. Oh, and by the way, send your daughter over to the house after I've now like talked shit about you and your mom.
Yeah. And Portia's like, she's just trying to trigger me. And Shamia's saying, why would I lie? Why would I lie? It's like, what are you even talking about? You're the same one with the questions as last year. It's like the same old, thank you. Oh my God. And Shamia goes, you're the same one too. Oh my God, Shamia, you're starting all of this and all you have are you are fights. That's her argument for everything. You're a snake. Mm-hmm. No, you're a snake. You're talking about the same things from last. No, you are. Oh God, the you are fights.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Shamia's like, I'm tired of you. I see you. I gave her the benefit of the doubt because I said, you know what? I love her. In spite of it all, I always said I'm gonna.
She's like, in spite of what? In spite of what?
In spite of our mom's relationship or any other relationship. And Angela is just sitting there like, oh God.
So Pinky's like, wait a minute, I'm new to this. What's the real reason you're not friends? No, Pinky, no, watch the season, you know? So Shamia says, because she's a manipulator. And Portia's like, oh, please, she's nobody I would have near me, close to me as my friend, or any of that. Forget it. And Shamia's like, girl, you're such a puppet. Really? That's what you've been called for years. You are fighter.
Yeah. She's like, girl, goodbye. I don't want to hear from you. Not at this point anyway. And Portia goes,
I'm here. It does not matter.
She means like, well, I don't want to be near you. I'm ready to go home. So she gathers her stuff and starts to head out. And Portia's like,
for somebody that does the things that she's done, you're going to make a decision for yourself.
So Shamia just leaves. And then she's in the hallway and she's like gathered her. She has like a garment bag for some reason. Maybe it's from the store or her change of outfit. But I don't know why. I thought it was funny that she just suddenly had a garment bag. She sort of grabs it. And there's like this little table lamp that's like wobbling afterwards. Like, whoa. And she's like, fuck her. And Kelly's like, I know. Because Kelly follows her out to be a good friend. And Shamia's like, I've been holding that shit in because I wanted to protect her. Which I always think is so funny when people say they want to protect someone. But then they like air out like a terrible family secret. But I was trying to protect you.
I was trying to protect her by saying that her mom tried to fuck my dad. So Shamia is crying and she's like, she's not protecting me. And you know, like if she wants to like keep fucking talking, then we can talk dead ass. I'm over it. I've got shit on you too. So fuck you. You started it again. You started it again and you lost. And now you're crying and going to be the victim. So she goes, you talk shit about me. I've never done anything to you. You literally just did. So Kelly is like, you've been nothing but a good friend. Shamia, you are the best friend. I still don't have to pay you rent, right? Or I'm still good on that?
Yeah, seriously. So Shamia says, bottom line, Portia didn't want me here. That's always been clear. I love her because I was a true friend. But I think that the love could only be reciprocated if I was only a friend of. And I've made mistakes. And I talk a lot. I own that. I own that I talk a lot. But I never, not one time, said anything ill about Portia to any of these ladies. And I'll put that on everything. Well, I'm sure she would say, I never talked ill about Portia. But you most likely vent. She probably would say anything that was ill was just her venting and saying how she felt at the time. That's not the same as talking ill.
I think to everybody, telling everybody, you know, this girl's been blocking me from the show because she's so jealous and she just wants everything for it. That is talking shit about somebody. I mean, you don't have to call somebody that. You know what I mean?
It is.
Like you're saying she's not a good friend or a good person, basically. So.
But I also don't think this is as like, I don't think it's a fully one way street. I do think that there probably is like, I think that being friends with Portia is hard. It probably is exhausting. And then I think that like Shamia probably started to, like, she was like, okay, I'm finally around people who also deal with Portia in a different way. And like, she's probably like, blah, and like it all came out, et cetera. It probably was not, she shouldn't have done that, or she shouldn't have done that with people she doesn't know very well. And like, so if she was venting, she should not have vented to people that are gonna basically weaponize that. And that's essentially what happened with her. And I do think that Portia's probably it's hard to be friends with someone who is such a big star like that. I'm sorry, it really, it's got to be hard. And so I feel like I do hold space for Shamia just wanting to be like seen as an equal in the friendship. But also, ultimately, it's like it still seems like she's so focused on her relationship in relation to Portia instead of just being like focusing on saying, you know what, Portia will do her. I'm going to be me. And I think everything that we've seen of Shamia this season, her whole vibe that she's trying to be really fun, shot o'clock, is purely a reaction to Portia instead of her just being herself.
Well, she was doing that last season, too.
She was, but she really leaned into it more, like even more, like all of it. Even what she did last season, it's still the same thing. I think it's her trying to be like, I'm as fun as Portia, or like, don't, whatever yeah. Portia says about me, this is, look at me being fun. But it's all in reference to Portia. And she's not like just being who she is. Because by the way, who she is someone that we all as an audience really liked for many years on Atlanta. So like, she just has to know that she is Knuff.
Well, I mean, look,
Portia
is allegedly saying, you know, I don't want, you know, you don't belong as a real housewife. You should stay a friend of. I mean, at this point, I kind of agree. And to be like bringing all this shit up with Portia again, you're just retreading the same shit for the second year in a row. You're not friends. You haven't been friends. You don't hang out. Your kids don't hang out. You don't do anything. And you're still bringing this up. You're not even bringing it up like, hey, can we go for a walk here while we're in Scotland and have a talk? You're doing it at the dinner table in front of everybody to make a big scene. You have nothing but you are. And like your mama's a whore or whatever, you know, she's insinuating. And now she's crying like a victim. I just don't feel for her. No, she's got all the underlying stuff going on with Shamia, like the husband stuff. That's not great. And I feel for her for that. But this is not it. And I don't know what you were expecting going up against a Portia again in front. You never win. Why are you doing it again? It's just so embarrassing.
Yeah. And so Portia's at the table being like,
yeah, she knows what she was doing. She's just trying to like trigger me. And how the hell are you going to say to me, it's just a shame that you won't let Pilar come over. And I would never hurt her, bitch. You would probably poison me. You think I'm going to let my child come over there?
So Shamia is in the van crying now, And she's like, you know what? She just wants to be liked. And she needs to be liked so bad because her life. And this is a classic projection line, by the way. Everything she's like. She needs to be liked so bad because her home life and her family life's fucked up. So she does shit that people can like her instead of being loyal and honest.
I don't really see Portia being someone who tries to be liked. I think she just is liked because she is just who she is. I see Portia as actually being someone who has diva moments that I think are actually incredibly unlikable at times. And I think she's just someone who has opinions. She says things, she's funny. So like she's more authentically herself. And that's like Portia now versus Portia her first season. I mean, people liked Portia her first season, but she's a totally different person. And I would argue that she leaned into just being herself as opposed to like the sweet homemaker that she was for Cordell that first season. So it's really all about authenticity. It's
interesting that you point that out because Portia's first season with Cordell, she was just like, I'm just this good wife and I just want to do whatever my husband wants. And my husband doesn't want me to do this and I'm not going to do it. You guys want to go to a strip club? I'm not going to do that. My husband's not going to like that. He's not going to approve. And it's very, it's kind of like a parallel of what Shamia is going through in a way. I mean, not this, you know, not the purity thing of the husband, but I have to have a son for my husband and I can't be in acting because I can't kiss people for my husband. It's kind of the same thing. And I wouldn't really be surprised if it turns out the same way that Portia did, where she goes, you know, she gets a divorce, then she comes into her own and she becomes a good person. I don't know that she would ever achieve the same, you know, entertainment status as Portia. I don't know that she really has that in her, but it's interesting that she's kind of copying the same storyline. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying intentionally copying, but she's, you know, her life is mimicking that one.
Yeah. So K. Michelle is basically like, look, I don't want anyone in this group to feel like everyone hates them, you know? And Cynthia is like, well, do you feel like any of the things that she's gone through in this group that she has brought on herself? Which is Cynthia's way of saying, like, she's fucking annoying and I don't like her. So maybe maybe she deserves to be hated. That's Cynthia talk for, like, I don't like the bitch anymore.
Yeah, I think it's clear that Shamia fucked this one up again. And it's been a whole trip of, it's been multiple trips. And Cynthia just threw her trip, well, not multiple, two, but Cynthia just had her Dallas trip where, you know, Shamia was like, oh, I can't even go in the room. I'm going to sit by the pool and not come to dinner. Because I cannot believe I've been treated like this. So, yeah, Cynthia's had it. Oh, dear.
Yeah, Cynthia's over Shamia for sure.
Yeah.
So, so then there's K. Michelle and Pinky are talking about how it just feels like there's something heavy on Shamia's chest. Like, and K. Michelle says, Shamia's been holding so much in, and she's been taking it on the chin. And it probably was a relief for her to get that off her chest, but it wasn't the time for that. And so Pinky's like, do you think the friendship is done? And Portia's like,
yeah, I mean, did you hear what she said about my motherfucking mother?
She's like, it's done.
And then Portia cements it by telling us, her and her mom are like trash that you put out on Wednesday and hope that they pick it up on Thursday. It's like, oh, that's it. You and your mother are both trash. So it's like the nail in the coffin of that friendship. So she's like, whatever, let her deal with her emotions. And then we go back to the van and Shamia is like, I knew it was going to come to a head. It was only a matter of time. Oh my God. You did it.
She goes, that's a low down dirty bitch. My mom slept with my dad's brother. You are a fucking liar. That's your motive. You fucked everybody. I'm like, didn't you also just say that to Portia, your mom tried to sleep with my dad? So like, you're like, wow, how could she dare say that about my mother?
You brought up her mother and her daughter and her ex in the same, well, the ex I should leave out of it. You brought up her mother. I'm just trying to make a three because I like trinities. Very Christian.
And you brought up a napkin.
You brought up coaster porn. Do you know how hard it is to watch coaster porn in Texas? I just want to watch someone move their drink on a raw table and get off on it. Okay. So she's like, yeah, that's my family. You know what I mean? My parents have been married almost 50 years. You started it. I mean, the queen of UR fights. I just ended it yelling at the TV. You started it.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll see how this one goes. But yeah, fun times. Amazing to see this very humdrum episode just like come right to life with not just like a fun little spat at the end, but like, you know, decades of simmering distrust and frustration and acrimony bubbling to the surface in Scotland.
Yeah, good times. Well, thank you everybody for being here. This was a fun one. Happy, I don't know, July 13th.
Monday. Oh yeah, we have crappy hour tonight, everybody. By the way.
We have crappy hour tonight, 5:30 Pacific time, and we're going to jump on and do an Amazon Live as well. So join us for that. That's every Monday at 1:30 Pacific time. And thanks so much for being here. We'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call. Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
It's no BS. We love Hugo E.S.
Jamie, she has no last namey. Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She gets an A from us. It's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Come again? We're obsessed with Margaret O'Halloran.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
Gather round for the lore of Michelle Moore.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She's the lady of the house. It's Rachel Sharouse.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy. It's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.